Krishna Pada Sahagana Shirisha Kanditamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshavana Videvi Dayataya Kripadhe Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhade Namaha Madhuyo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanuda Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Rambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvava Bhomestam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanande Hari Bo This is the headquarters for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission, the Gaudiya Math, of which our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada was a part. And he established this temple here in Mayapur on the quest of his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he considered this the base from which all other temples would be connected around India and around the world, whatever temples were expanded. And of course, Srila Prabhupada had a mission to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And when he came to America, he was on his own. He did ask for help from various others in the Gaudiya Math at the time, but it wasn't forthcoming. And so at a certain point, he realized that it was all on him to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. And very interesting to notice that he followed exactly in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta when he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He made the base here in Sridhar Mayapur. And as I was saying earlier, when he bought the property just up the road where we are now, which was a bit of a miracle, and that's all related in the Prabhupada Lilamrita. At first there was only a grass hut, and there was a sign saying ISKCON International Headquarters at that point. And the idea is that all the spiritual potency to expand the Krishna consciousness movement comes from Sridhar Mayapur. And we're bringing those that we meet, Radha Krishna Bolo Shange Cholo E Matra Bhikachai. We're asking this Bhika that would please come with us, and we bring them to Sridhar Mayapur, which is a portal going back to the spiritual world. And very particularly, we're building this gigantic temple that we can all see there. This was envisioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that there would be a gigantic temple in that very spot, from which devotees from every country around the world, including Iran and Canada and Japan and China and Australia and Africa and then America, everyone would come together and chant Jai Sachi Nandan and be united in Sankirtan. And from that portal, that gigantic temple there, everyone would have a direct route going back home, back to Godhead. Around the perimeter of that building, just of that temple, just over there, there are murtis of Vishnu Swami, of Sri Nimbarka, of Sri Ramanuja, and Sri Madhva. And these are the four acharyas who represent the various disciplic successions, which come down from Rudra, the four Kumaras, Lakshmi, and Brahma, respectively. We're in the Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya, tracing our lineage back to Lord Brahma and down through Madhvacharya and then through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to show the importance of these acharyas and following the system of parampara, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur prominently displayed these deities, which are now closed. But when you walk around this building at another time, while you're here, you'll see that they're prominently seated looking out different areas. And then, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu synthesized or brought together all the teachings of these four acharyas in a perfect way through the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneous, inconceivably one and different of the living entity as from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I'm going to read to you just a little bit from the Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, a book about the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this chapter is called The Great Drum. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's definition of kirtan included practical activities for broadcasting Lord Chaitanya's teachings, especially widespread dissemination of Harikatha and the production and distribution of transcendental literature. He considered that in and of itself, lecturing was insufficient for establishing a successful preaching mission. Authoritative books were essential to systematically define and disseminate Bhakti Siddhanta and preserve doctrinal integrity. He thus vigorously promoted publication and distribution of Krishna conscious writings and dubbed the printing press the Brihat Madanga, Great Drum. For while the sound of a Madanga in Kirtan reverberates only a short distance, the beat of the Brihat Madanga resonates throughout the world. Srila Saraswati Thakur declared that to produce written works for the enlightenment of the general populace is real service to the Lord, and hence preferred publishing even to opening temples, exemplified by his founding a press before establishing any mutt. He deemed that temples are required but mostly for the uplift of common people and neophyte devotees, whereas the business of advanced and empowered devotees is to write, publish, and widely distribute transcendental literature. Thus, his major engagement was preparing writings aimed at sober and thoughtful persons to impress upon them the depth and seriousness of the Gaudiya message. During a visit to the site of the newly finished mutt at Bug Bazaar, Srila Saraswati Thakur and his accompanying disciples expressed delight at the prospect of preaching opportunities it would afford, yet he clarified that book production was even more vital than building temples. Quote, "Just as externally the Gaudiya Math has erected a great palace, multiple books must be written and published to establish internal Hari Bhajan in this world. A temple in Kirtan Hall for cultivation of transcendental kirtan fashioned in the form of Granta Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhakta Bhagavatas, pure devotees, are more important than a temple built with bricks and stones, because by creating the former kind of temple, Harikatha can be broadcast much faster on this plane. Now we have founded a seat, notwithstanding having spent one man's entire life earnings to build a fort for propagating Bhagavat Katha. Even so, only if herein we protect ourselves from the association of materialists and the tumultuous welter of Kali Yuga will Harikatha be preached from this place. Only by building ideal lives in a mansion of books can the message of Bhagavat Bhakti remain permanently in this sphere." Unquote. In his essay, Madhva Gaudiya Literature, Srila Saraswati Thakur wrote that Gaudiya literature is the only hope for fallen souls of this epoch, and predicted that its influence would soon spread throughout the world. Quote, "The Madhva Gaudiya literature enshrines the account of the career and teachings of Sri Chaitanya and his associates from the pens of the eternal servants of the Lord. They are not only rank with revealed literature of the world, but furnish the only complete divine dispensation for all ages and the specific dispensation for the present age. The reason why the promulgation of divine dispensation has not been followed by the establishment of unadulterated theism all over the world is to be sought in our neglect to try to understand the Gaudiya literature by the only method of approaching transcendental subject, that is, through the medium of the spiritual guide. The fear of being victimized by the quacks and pseudo-gurus need not trouble those who do not themselves intend to be so victimized in their quest of the absolute." I'll read that again. "The fear of being victimized by the quacks and pseudo-gurus need not trouble those who do not themselves intend to be so victimized in their quest of the absolute. It is imperatively necessary for all persons who really wish to make the spiritual acquaintance of the Gaudiya literature to engage in the quest of bona fide Chaitanyites, if they themselves, not in earnest, are disposed to be content with anything less than knowledge of the absolute revealed by the Gaudiya literature. They are foredoomed to failure or to fall into the hands of pseudo-gurus. But no really cautious person who knows his own mind need miss the sight of the bona fide devotee of Godhead if he is really in need of the service of the divinity. The Gaudiya literature will be translated into all the languages of the world by the agents of the divine mercy at the appointed time." I'll read that again. "The Gaudiya literature will be translated into all the languages of the world by the agents of the divine mercy at the appointed time." Where's Navina? There he is. The language project. We've just been talking about expanding the distribution of books in many different languages, because practically it's a miracle that we have books anyway. What to speak of books that are translated into various languages around the world. And there's no reason on earth why we can't expand the distribution of those literatures in a profound way that will have an effect on the world. And this is being called for by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And you can see in the words and speeches of Srila Prabhupada, especially from Los Angeles, 1976, he said, "Print as many books in as many languages and spread throughout the whole world. In this way, the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase." As many books in as many languages. It's great mercy when we unlock the code for someone by translating into their language, and they can directly read for themselves the message of Godhead, as is clearly brought down through the parampara, and thus, because they're human beings and can understand such things, no matter what culture they're from, that will be able to rise to the highest level by reading it. There will be, and it says, the agents of divine mercy at the appointed time. So this is the appointed time. There will also, no doubt, spring up a mighty host of pseudo-exponents and an immense body of spurious Gaudiya literature, as has been the case in the past. This is to be expected by all really thoughtful persons. But nothing can have the least power of depriving a person of the mercy of the real agents of divine mercy except one's deliberate refusal to avail of the same when it will be offered at his very door in a perfectly recognizable form. Deliberate refusal is the cause of not making advancement, apparently. As soon as a single person will have conceived the sincere desire undertaking the promulgation of the tidings of the Gaudiya literature to the peoples of this world, he is thereby enrolled among the agents of divine mercy with power to forward the fulfillment of this expressed wish of the Supreme Lord. The Gaudiya literature will not long remain confined to the Bengali-speaking people. It will in short time expand and display its full brilliancy through the medium of all the languages, including those of birds, beasts, and the vegetable tribes. Let's hear it for the vegetable tribes. Well, that about sums it up. Malini, you better get working on that. How we will get the message out to the vegetable tribes. But that's the mood of the Vedic, the mood of the of those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they see opportunity everywhere. The world is an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness. And in fact, Bhagavad Bhakti Yogasya, the topmost devotee sees opportunity everywhere to spread Krishna consciousness. That's his or her particular vision of the world. That the cities have been created as a place where people are conveniently packed together so that you can go door to door, store to store, and so forth. Otherwise, what is the practical purpose of a city where people are simply engaging in gramya katha or agitating speech about the goings-on of the world? The news, for instance, is simply meant to agitate the mind. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he created news every day. In fact, they had several newspapers that were published every day. And someone asked him, what is the need for having so many newspapers, and how can you possibly keep up with that? And his response was, actually, in the mundane world, people produce a newspaper every day. We could produce a newspaper every minute because there's so much news coming from the spiritual world. It's only for lack of readership that we don't do that. But he was keen on distributing tons and tons of literature to people in general as a way to affect change in society and in the hearts of those people who would directly read them. So we've come to this place to pray for the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At the last temple, at the samadhi of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, I saw Malini standing in deep prayer before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's samadhi, and I was only imagining that she was asking for help to increase by another 20% this year at ISB. Because every time we enter into a new goal, it's practically inconceivable how we will reach it. But the whole material world is actually inconceivable, what to speak of the spiritual energy. And we're only depending on the mercy of our guardians, the great acharyas, and therefore we've come to this place of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who conceived of the mission to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word all over the world, and we're begging for his help in doing so and empowering us as enrolled agents to spread the Sankirtan movement. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mat ki jai. Go Premanande Haribo. How is everybody? On a scale of 1 to 10. 11. 10. 11. Huh? Any realizations so far? Any thoughts from the tour so far? Anything that's stuck in your mind that you want to share? Okay, this may cause some problems because it's technology. Okay. We've got Ramananda Sakaprabhu on the case, and therefore we have no worries. Ramananda Sakaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hearing more about how Sankirtan has a seed, there's a place in our pastimes where the Lord and his most intimate associates dance in Kirtan, and from there everything spreads out. I think that I can see little bits of that in Sankirtan moving around the world, how people can go inwards for a time and then maybe into the Dharma, and then they go out with more force and vigor. It's still been tough for me. It's shared with me, but that was very exciting.
Thank you. When we organize around the principle of giving mercy to others, and there's practical arrangement to do so through distribution of literature and expanding the chanting of Hare Krishna through teaching the philosophy in various universities, colleges, and so forth, then there's a way in which we have to organize or manage the rest of the organization to keep up with that. And Prabhupada said that management follows preaching like a shadow. And there's an old saying that don't put the cart before the horse, otherwise it won't go. So keeping the priority towards distribution and thinking how to expand that, we naturally have to conceive of other ways to take care of people. For instance, the natural result of distributing books is that more people will come. There are other results as well, but that's one thing that comes from it. And then you have to think about how to take care of them when they come. So then you expand on that level. And as you're taking care of them, then it means you have people have to be trained in the philosophy and so forth, and you add another aspect and another aspect. So as by keeping book distribution as a focus, there's a natural way that other wholesome parts of the Krishna consciousness movement become necessary, and out of necessity we expand them. And on the opposite side, if we simply maintain buildings but we don't have the outreach, then they become burdensome, and we feel that it's a very difficult thing to do. Whenever we talk about book distribution and distribution of literatures going out to meet other people, devotees feel inspired, and from that inspiration many other good ideas come. If you think about problems all day long, then you become weighed down and depressed. So this is the idea that by concentrating on that one thing, other things follow, keeping the horse before the cart. Okay. Any other reflections from the parikram so far? Yes, Varsha.
and is distributing books in Pune. And I went to the hospital to give the books to the patients. And to my surprise, that so many of them were so keen to take the books, and they really pounced on me that give me the book, give me the book. And we, two of us, decided that if we cannot do too much, at least 10 Bhagavad Gitas every month we must go and give to the people. We will not take any money from them because they are very poor. They cannot afford the book. But they were still ready to give. Even if they gave 10 rupees, I said, fine, it is okay as long as you read it. There is another experience. I was distributing the books in the shops. And there was one lady who happened to be a Christian. And I did not know that she is Christian. I was just explaining her what Bhagavad Gita is. And she said, you are talking to a wrong person. I said, it's okay if you don't want to take it, it is fine. But she questioned me, have you read Bible? I said, yes. I read Psalms. I went for the Mass almost every Friday. I used to go for the Mass. And I know not too much, but little bit of Bible. She was really very happy, and she said, I would like to take Bhagavad Gita also. So she took Bhagavad Gita and she said, I preach Bible. Bhagavad Gita will help me to give certain examples from Bhagavad Gita, and I'll be able to explain Bible better. So I was very happy and thrilled, and I gave to her Haribol. One thing in between, that Christian lady, she asked me, what is the difference between Bible and Bhagavad Gita? But I was not keen to tell her that she may feel offended. But it came to my mind that Bhagavad Gita has been said by the Lord himself, whereas Bible has been said by the Son of God. So later, you see, while going, I said, no, I must tell her. So we discussed this, and she felt very happy. She did not feel offended.
Prabhuji, I've heard many times, and I've also experienced this sometime, that advanced devotees and pure devotees, they know what's in your heart very easily. And today when I was praying at Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Samadhi, that was my exact prayer, what you said. Wow. I was not sure. The goal is big, and I really didn't know what to do, where to start. So that was my exact prayer. So it was nice and revealing also that how pure devotee knows other people's heart. Thank you.
Before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta sent his representatives, he sent three sannyasis to the UK, to England, to preach, because he had the desire to
spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and go reach out to the Western countries. Rabindranath Prabhu has been doing a lot of research about the early stages of the Gaudiya Math and its development, was saying that before he would send anyone, any representative out of the country, he had to have a book to go with them. So they wrote a book called The Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's Teachings. And it was first class, a first class publication. He wanted it perfect. He wanted to make sure it was perfectly edited without any mistakes whatsoever in it, because he felt that when it should be presented to the scholars and they should appreciate that it was a first class organization. And I found that noteworthy that he, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, wanted a first class book to be taken by the devotees who went to another country to present Krishna consciousness. Yet another indication of the power of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And also, it's noteworthy that he wanted it to be first class without any mistakes, and that would be representative of the organization itself. And we've come to this temple that is far from our Param Guru, built by our Param Guru, our Param Guru. And we'll take a strength from being here, knowing his mission has been carried on by his disciple, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and those who are his followers, and is going on all over the world. And we pray for his empowerment to have the vision to give Krishna consciousness to people all over the world and fulfill the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the great acharyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Math ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Haribo. So just outside is Radhakund and Shamakund. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur created these two holy spots so we can make a parikram with kirtan outside. And we're right on time, actually.
I think it's too cold and rainy for the Shnan today. You want to go to Chakrasas or just go back home? That's your moment.
Navina Narada Prabhu says that it's a little cold for a Ganga Shnan today.
We better wait a few days till it's warmer.
Wait till it's hot. And everyone just got off the plane a couple days ago, so we can do it again.
You still want to do Chankasi?
And we could go to Chankasi, but it's 1:30 now, so we could just...
Kirtan and
have... Yeah, we'll have kirtan, we'll go around Radhakund, Shamakund, we'll get on the bus, we'll go back, and it'll be perfect timing, 2:00. And we'll have lunch. Everyone can take a little bit of rest. And then we'll start up again at 4:30. 4:30 to 6:30, we're going to have hearing and chanting in the temple hall. That is at the Vaishnava Academy. Vancha kalpadrubhascha kripasandabhivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.